98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Eric Gums, a former Marine, wrestling coach, and Oshkosh native, has set his sight on running for one of the three at-large Oshkosh Common Council seats up for election on the spring ballot. Gums says he's noticed an increase in shootings, stabbings, and drug crimes in the city, and he considers that to be its most pressing issue.
Feeling safe in your own community should be like a human right.
He continued,
I think that we can absolutely do a better job in that department. And I'm not trying to knock on the police department for, you know, it's not like they're doing a bad job. I just think that we can equip them better to be more effective.
On the issue of housing, Gum said the Common Council needs to encourage developers to bring more affordable housing into the city, which is something he's not seeing right now.
I like the high-end stuff. That's fine. You know, you're kind of attracting, you know, more wealthier individuals and stuff like that, which is great. You know, that's fine. It brings money to the community and stuff like that. But we need to have a little bit more of a common sense approach and realize that not everybody can afford $2,000 a month in rent.
He added exploring property tax alternatives such as a sales tax would also help reduce property taxes and make housing more affordable. Gums noted that he is not taking campaign donations.
I want to run a clean campaign, and I would like to think of myself as, you know, a populist type candidate that kind of speaks to everybody. And that's the beauty of these nonpartisan positions, is that the parties are not involved.
Eight candidates are on the primary ballot on February 17th. The top six will go on to the April 7th ballot, where three people will be elected to the Oshkosh Common Council. To learn more about Gums and to hear the full interview with him, see our story at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Early in-person voting begins tomorrow in a new location in Oshkosh. Residents who want to cast their votes in the primary for the Oshkosh Common Council and the Oshkosh Area School District Board of Education can do so at the UWO Culver Welcome Center at 625 Pearl Avenue. In-person absentee voting times are Tuesday from 8 a.m. till 7 p.m., Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30, and on Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon. Residents must show a photo ID to vote. Speaking of needing a photo ID, if you don't have one, you can get an ID card free of charge from the Wisconsin DMV. There's no separate voter ID, but you need an ID card to vote. Valid identification for voting includes driver's licenses, ID cards, military or student IDs, and others. You can check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website for all valid forms of ID to vote. To get your free photo ID from the DMV, check the website to see the documents you'll need at wisconsindmv.gov. Tribal governments are encouraging Indigenous people to obtain and carry tribal IDs with them everywhere as ICE agents continue activities around the country. The Wisconsin Examiner reports that several Wisconsin tribes issued statements in January voicing concerns about the stops and offering advice to their members. The Stockbridge Muncie community alerted members on Facebook that Native Americans, quote, are being caught up in raids and detained, end quote. Many note the irony that the Indigenous first people of the land have to prove their citizenship. A Manitowoc woman will spend a year and a half in federal prison for running a multi-million-dollar money laundering scheme. Prosecutors say 64-year-old Cherie Campion used her temp agency to file fake invoices, stealing more than $10 million from two companies. The federal judge in the case also ordered her to repay that money and serve 3 years supervised release. A new report shows many Wisconsin students don't feel like they belong at school. Isabella Nieto reports.
The State Office of Children's Mental Health released their annual report on kids' mental health earlier this month. The report emphasizes a sense of belonging for students. From 2013 to 2023, there has been a 37% drop in Wisconsin youth feeling like they belong at their school. The rates of belonging are worse for marginalized groups. The report shows the number of students with major depressive episodes continues to increase, jumping from 16 to 18% in the last 5 years. there has also been an over 10% increase in the rate of young adults who have a mental illness. The office also reports some improvements statewide. Since 2024, there has been a slight decline in LGBTQ youth considering suicide in Wisconsin, dropping from 42 to 39%. And compared to 2020, foster care placements and teen pregnancy have decreased, and the number of adults with a college degree has increased from 31 to 35%. Wisconsin schools also have more mental health support services. The report shows schools have more nurses, social workers, counselors, and psychologists.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Badgers dismiss the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Badgers have this week off after beating the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Kohl Center 92-82. John Blackwell and Nick Boyd combined for 43 points. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Boyd and Blackwell were really good when they needed to be, and a really good team win against a good team.
NBA, the Bucks wrapped up the road trip with another loss, this time 107-79 to the Boston Celtics, the fewest points scored by the Bucks in a game this season. NFL, it's Super Bowl week here in San Francisco. I'll have reports all week on the big game between the Seahawks and the Patriots, who held a pep rally in Foxborough. Quarterback Derek May.
Man, we'll be here without you guys. What a journey, and we still have work left to do. Shout out to these guys. Love you guys. Celebrate when we get back. Go Pats, baby.
That's Patriots quarterback Derek May with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 25 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 6 above for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.